In case you didn't already know, Hayden Fogle can shred. Hayden, you went from just playing gigs in Buffalo to literally flying around the world this past year. You were one of the Lee Ritenour Six String Theory competition winners. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience?
What it was is you had different genres that people would submit in. You had blues, you had rock, you had soul rhythm, you had classical. And basically, I won the blues category, and there were applicants from over 55 countries. And I was like selected as like the top, you know, blues guy in the world. And we also went to Switzerland in September, last September. Like, we played at the St. Moritz Jazz Festival at a place called the Club Dracula, and it was only under 100 people there, but it was like, it's a very, very like respected club, and they say like presidents used to go in there, and people would talk about, you know, country plans, and it was very secret and very cool.
You're 19 now. Looking back to when you were 12 and you got up on stage with Buddy Guy for the first time, what impact has that had on you as a player?
I think that moment with Buddy was just like, it just tipped the scale, where I'd been playing guitar since I was 8, so it was like 4 or 5 years. And I just started getting in the blues for about 6 months. He said to the crowd, "This is the kind of young man I want to see carry on the blues." So I kind of felt responsible as being almost like a torchbearer. You know, Muddy Waters told Buddy, "Don't let the blues die." You know, and everyone's telling me, "You can't let the blues die because it's, you know, it's crazy, and it's something I love, and I don't want to ever give up."
You talk about torchbearing. As far as the blues go, it really does take a group of blues musicians to help pass on that knowledge to others, right?
To this day, you know, J.J. White, Jeremy Keys, you know, some of these, the top musicians in town that everyone reveres as like the top, you know, blues guys, like, let me sit in with them when I was only 12 or 13. I was listening to videos. I'm like, oh man, I wasn't that good. Like, why did they let me sit in with them? They gave me the confidence that I needed, because when you're learning about something, you need people telling you that you're doing good, so you stay motivated. You know, if it weren't for the support of Buffalo and the musicians in Buffalo and people coming out to see me play and sharing my videos and like following me and referring me to festivals and to people and meeting people, I don't think, you know, I'd be where I was if it weren't for the people, you know, in Buffalo. That's why I love Buffalo so much, because they've supported me. They've gotten me to where I was. Mm-hmm.